In Ivory Coast, the outcome of last November's presidential election remains in dispute. Two men continue to claim victory, and it's now fueling a propaganda battle. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports that the incumbent president, Laurent Gbagbo, maintains control of the powerful national television station. His challenger, Alassane Ouattara, is working out of a hotel. He's protected by UN peacekeepers, but he has little access to the world outside the hotel gates.
Bienvenue à ce plateau d'information dont les sujets sont liés à la crise post-électorale. Madame, Monsieur, bien le bonsoir.
The dominant media voice here in Ivory Coast is state-run television, RTI, which is a vital weapon in the arsenal of Laurent Gbagbo. After a decade in office, his critics say Gbagbo is clinging to power despite losing November's presidential vote. Political analyst Gilles Yabi heads the International Crisis Group in West Africa. Yabi says Gbagbo's camp uses primetime television to demonize all who question his leadership, including presidential challenger Alassane Ouattara, the UN, and President Obama.
The role of the media is very important. The strategy of Laurent Gbagbo is the control. There is no debate, there is no dissenting voices.
Un conseil des ministres tenu sous la présidence effective de son excellence Monsieur Laurent Gbagbo, président de la République de Côte d'Ivoire.
An endless stream of pro-Gbagbo supporters parades in front of the TV cameras. They criticize international pressure and portray West Africa's threat to use force to remove Gbagbo as a plot to impose war on Ivory Coast. Analyst Yabi says it's all meant to support Gbagbo's claim that he won the vote.
And then when you control the national television, you can give a sense that you enjoy massive support in the country by bringing experts who will only support your own views. And that's what he has been doing since the election.
À Abidjan, c'est la fin de ces informations. Vous retrouvez le multiplex dans un instant.
Alassane Ouattara, Gbagbo's political rival, is the UN-certified winner of November's disputed election. Unlike Gbagbo, he faces neither sanctions nor a travel ban. But Ouattara has no freedom of movement or access to the national airwaves. Guarded by UN peacekeepers, he remains in a hotel here in Abidjan, blockaded by loyalist Gbagbo troops.
Yes, I'm at the Gulf Hotel. I've been in the hotel now since November 28th.
That was Ouattara speaking in mid-January from his refuge, addressing a video conference in Washington, at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, reaching a limited audience, mostly online.
ONUCFM.
One outlet that airs the views of both the Ouattara and Gbagbo governments is the widely listened to United Nations radio station ONUCFM, run by the UN Peacekeeping Mission. Last Wednesday, Gbagbo's authorities ordered the station off the air. But it's still broadcasting, says the radio's director, Sylvain Semilinko, despite death threats to staff members.
We're not biased towards Mr. Gbagbo or Mr. Ouattara. We try to do our best in a professional manner.
This is Our Land, and other patriotic songs bombard the pro-Gbagbo airwaves. Such themes are the mantra of Charles Blé Goudé, who regularly mobilizes Gbagbo's hostile and youthful young patriot supporters with his fiery rhetoric.
On a perdu Lumumba, on a perdu Sankara, on a perdu Nkrumah. On ne doit pas accepter de perdre Laurent Gbagbo pour la liberté de l'Afrique.
His critics call Blé Goudé the minister of the mob. Gbagbo's youth minister is under international sanctions. Again, political analyst Gilles Yabi.
Young patriots can be mobilized very quickly to defend the interests of Laurent Gbagbo in the streets. This system is very efficient in creating chaos, or at least in threatening chaos.
Chaos, which many fear could plunge Ivory Coast back into civil war. The UN says more than 260 people have died in violence since last year's election. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.